Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus. I'm so glad you were able to join me today. Well, we've been in the midst of a busy holiday season, and we're preparing now to enter the new year. And that's a time for reflection, not only on what the Lord has done in our lives, what we've accomplished, to take an inventory, if you will, personally, but also it's looking forward into what the Lord has for us in this future year, in this coming year. And it's always, for me, it's always been an exciting time, a time of meditation, and I do encourage you to spend some quality time with the Lord. The holiday time is a time to celebrate with friends and family, and there's a lot of activities and churches and just a lot of stuff going on. But the most important relationship we have in our lives is that with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we should give Him preeminence, first place, to seek Him, to find out where He's directing us, what He would have us be occupied with, what are His areas of focus or priorities for us. So I do encourage you to do that. And as every year closes, I do spend time with the Lord, seeking the Lord on behalf of the ministry and in prayer for my UCM family. So I do invite you to spend that time with the Lord. But as I was asking the Lord what would He have me share, there was a particular scripture that came to mind. And if I would entitle this message anything, I would call it a resolution for the new year. I found a scripture that I think would make a wonderful resolution for the weeks and months ahead. Now, of course, traditionally, New Year's is a time that people make resolutions, and there's a lot of humor associated with it because generally those resolutions don't last very long. But I believe this is a resolution that the Holy Spirit would like us to lay hold of and to pursue. And I'm going to be sharing a lot of scriptures with you because it's not my opinion, it's what the Word of God says. And so the scripture, I've built up your anticipation of what is it. It's Psalm 37:4, and the King James reads, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Perhaps that ought to be our life commitment, to learn to delight ourselves in the Lord. And I'm going to be sharing with you, as I spent time preparing this message, I was looking at scripture. I wasn't using commentaries. I just went to the scripture using a concordance to find out what does it mean to delight yourself in God. And there's some very specific scripture references with an understanding of what we can do to fulfill this command to delight ourselves in the Lord. Because if we will do that, there's a wonderful promise, because all of his commands, all of His promises are conditional. It says, if we will delight ourselves in the Lord, He will give us the desires of our heart. How beautiful and how precious. All of God's promises are conditional, and God will fulfill the word of His promise if we will meet the requirements. We see this all the way through God's Word. So before we go any further, let's take a moment to pray. Father, I do pray now, and I thank You, Lord, for Your people. I thank You, Lord, for those who are listening, those who are faithful, familiar friends, through the years, through the months, and Lord, those who may be new, I ask for your blessing upon them. And Lord, as we prepare to enter this new year, regardless of what it will hold, Lord, that you will cause our faith to be strong, our resolve to be firm, and Lord, that we truly will seek your pleasure. We will seek to delight ourselves in you and see the desires of your heart fulfilled. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to each one in a very personal way, the things that you have for them in terms of guidance and direction. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for it. And thank you, Lord, for ministering to those who are tired and weary. Lord, those who have been going through some work of the enemy, Lord, especially regarding loved ones. Father, I take authority over strife, and I just thank you, Lord, for healing and restoration and wisdom for your beloved as to know how to proceed, that you will lead and guide. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, this is a wonderful promise. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And if the word says he will give us the desires of our heart, if we meet his requirement, delighting ourselves in him, then obviously it is God's will, is it not? It is God's will to give us the desires of our heart. Let me share some scripture with you, and I said I've got a lot to share. Matthew 7:7, these are the words of Jesus: ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Psalm 21:2 declares, thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. Psalm 145:19 says, listen to this, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and save them. Praise God. This is a glorious, wonderful scripture, and it's one that I know I personally want to pursue as a New Year's resolution, if you will. All right, now we're going to take our time going through this verse of scripture, and let's talk about what are our desires. Well, I guess you could say they fall in two general categories. There are natural desires and then our spiritual desires. Let's look at that first, our spiritual desire. That is our heart, our attitude, our focus, our motivation toward God. And let me share some beautiful scriptures. Psalm 73:25 says, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Isaiah 26:9 says, with my soul I have desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. Praise God. And Psalm 63:1, David said, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Praise God. We can thank God that he has promised to satisfy the spiritual desire of our souls for him. And there's specific scriptures that talk about that. For example, Psalm 107:9 says, For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Praise God. Psalm 36:8 says, I love this, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thine house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Praise God. The Amplified Translation says, you cause them to drink of the river of thy pleasures. Praise God. That's plural there. And then Matthew 5:6 says, blessed are they, these are the words of Jesus, which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Praise God. So we've talked and looked a little bit about our spiritual desires, which are toward God, and that it's God's will, obviously, as I've shared, for Him to satisfy and meet that need of spiritual desire. And then there are natural desires that relate to our physical earthly life, and they encompass things like health and food, shelter, clothing, employment, fellowship, marriage, and all of these are covered by the promises of God's Word. James 1 and 17 says, "Every good and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." And so we see in the New Testament that all good things, every good gift, is from our Father in heaven. But James goes on to clarify later on in his epistle, in James 4:3, he says, "Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts." And I'm going to read a portion now of that fourth chapter of James 1-7, but this is the Amplified translation, which sort of just amplifies and enlarges the meaning. He asks, "What leads to strife and conflicts among you? Do they not arise from your sensual desires that are ever warring in your bodily members? You are jealous and covet what others have, not only materially, but spiritually." There could be a position in God or in the church. This is my comment. "And your desires go unfulfilled. So you become murderers. To hate is to murder as far as your heart is concerned. You burn with envy and anger and are not able to obtain the gratification, the contentment, the happiness that you seek. So you fight and war." Unfortunately, isn't that a picture of a lot of Christians? "You don't have because you ask not, or you do ask God for them and yet fail to receive, because you ask with wrong purpose and evil, selfish motives. Your intention is when you get what you desire to spend it in sensual pleasures." Goodness. Well, I'd like to stop on a bright note, but I must. My time is fleeing away, and we're just getting into this. And I hope that tomorrow, if your schedule allows, you'll be able to join me. And if not, remember you can always go to unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and you can listen at any time at your convenience. They're archived there. Thank you so much for joining me. I do invite you to write if there's some particular resolution or need you have in your life for the new year. Please write, and I'll be privileged to pray with you. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glasse. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,